thought the bus was full when we got on, but then even more people got on. I guess there's always room for one more.
Heaven is just like that, too. God's always got room for more people. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. How big do you think God's house is? Do you think it has 10 bedrooms? 100? Maybe 1,000,000? Well, the truth is, he'll never run out of room for people who want to be saved, and he wants everyone to know him. In Luke chapter 14, Jesus told a parable. He said, "Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in, so that my house will be full." Well, that's what our story is all about today. It's entitled, Always Room for One More. Connor stood beside his dad on the cracked, uneven sidewalk of Nairobi, Kenya, and watched in fascination at the hustle and bustle of city life around him. Horns blared, the sounds of people speaking other languages filled his ears, and the sour smell of diesel fumes from passing cars and buses made him want to hold his nose. "Hey, Dad," he called over the noise. "What do they call minibuses in Africa again? I forgot." "They're called matatus," Dad pronounced the word again slowly. "Matatu." Just then, a brightly colored matatu with writing and pictures on it sped around the corner and came to a screeching halt in front of them. Connor and his dad climbed in, and four more people crammed in behind them. A lady with a live chicken squeezed in and held it on her lap like she was giving it a big hug. Just as they were about to drive off, three more men hopped on and held on tight as the matatu sped up and started zigzagging from one lane to another. The ride was bumpy and fast. "That was awesome," Connor said after Dad paid the matatu driver and they climbed off. Dad looked a little dazed. "Dad, why did more people keep getting on when we were running out of room?" Connor asked. "Well, Nairobi is a big city, and it's the cheapest way to get around if you have to get somewhere fast," Dad explained. A famous saying about matatus is, "There's always room for one more." "That's kind of like the Bible verse you read during family devotions last night," Connor remarked. "The one that talks about God's house being full?" Dad nodded. "Good memory. Luke 14:23. Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full with him and wants us to share that good news with others so we can all live with him in heaven one day. He wants his house to be full." "But he'll never run out of room or turn anyone away," Connor grinned. "Sort of like a matatu." "Right," Dan said with a smile. "Because in heaven, there's always room for one more." Well, how about you? Do you tell others about Jesus? God's love is so big that he sent his son to die not just for you, but for the whole world. He welcomes anyone who comes to him, and he wants you to let others know they can live with him forever. Pray for people who haven't heard about Jesus, both where you live and around the world, and trust God to use you to help fill his house by telling others the good news. Our key verse is Luke 14:23.
"Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full."
And our key thought for Sunday, tell others about Jesus. If you like to listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day, then you'll love to listen to Keys for Kids Radio. That's our radio station made just for you. And you can catch me there every single day on Keys for Kids, Down Gilead Lane, and Red Rock Mysteries. There's even interviews with Connie Kendall from Adventures in Odyssey and other kids just like you. Find it all at keysforkids.net today. Well, as always, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.